if the Seattle management isn't giving you their time of day, what makes you think that Jerry Jones is going to listen to you?
Most times they're blowing teams out by 10. Come on now. When they're on, they're on.
Again, I'm going to need you to write LeBron a letter, send it to him, and say, "Bron, I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to hop off your bandwagon. Don't do that."
Welcome to Start of the Pod Sports on a Friday. We're presented by Clovercrest Media Group and CMG Podcast. We're streaming on StreamYard. I'm your host, JJ Vargas, alongside my brother, Riley Barrett, and Sandra Sanchez. How you guys doing?
Chilling, chilling.
What up, baby? How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm excited. It's Friday. It's my favorite day of the week to do the show, but I'm very excited recently because I love quarterbacks. I love the NFL, and there's a lot of controversy that was going on with what the Jets are going to do with the number two pick, so we'll get right into it. You know, they have the second overall pick, and Trevor Lawrence, predictably, is going to be off the board when Jacksonville picks him number one overall, which is leaving everybody with confusion of, what are the Jets going to do? Are they going to draft the quarterback? Are they going to stay with Sam Darnold? Big question in the air, Pride, so I'll give it to you. Do you think that the Jets should draft the quarterback, or should they build around Sam Darnold?
I think they should start building around Sam Darnold, but again, I'm kind of biased. I'm a fan of Darnold. Now, the reason I like him is because if you sit down and watch a Jets game, I know it's hard. I know. But if you sit down and watch a Jets game, there are plays this kid does that are, like, special, right? And then the next play, he'll do something that'll make me really scratch my head. So, like, I like him. He does have a lot of upside. If I'm the Jets, I would hold on to him. I would keep him. You know, let's try to build around him. See, because he's still young. He's only 23. They're talking about Sam Darnold like he's a 30-year-old vet. Like, yo, this is not Josh McCown, right? Like, this kid, he's still a young kid. He can still go. He can still make himself something. But like I said, if it's up to me, I'm keeping Sam Darnold. But the Jets do need to make a decision. Either draft the quarterback. But if you're going to draft the quarterback, I just ask one thing. Give Sam Darnold away. Whatever. I don't care. Put him somewhere where there's going to be faith in him, where they're going to put him in a position to succeed, where they're going to like the kid, where they're going to respect the kid. Because last thing we need, and I don't think it'll get to that point, but remember what happened with Carson? Like, they were like, oh, yeah, you know, this is the dude. Then they dropped Wentz, and then what happened since? Like, basically, Carson Wentz was almost recognizable. Like, for all I know, it was just another dude who just stole a Wentz jersey, snuck into the stadium, and that's how he got on the field. Like, it's just crazy. Like, if I'm the Jets, I do not want to put Darnold in that position. Not even Darnold, even ourselves. Because if we end up doing that and ends up being a whole cluster, you know what, the organization itself is not going to look good. Because when Philly did what they did, everyone was looking at Philly like, okay. Like, you like remember, that in essence cost Dougie P his job.
You would say, question mark?
Yeah, straight up question mark. Like if you want a quarterback, go ahead. You guys have the number two pick. Plunge. All I ask, put some respect on my man's name. Bring him somewhere. I don't care where you send him. Send him somewhere, because the last thing we need is them. And like I said, bro, me personally, I'm not even wasting my time, because supposedly they're in love with Justin Fields, but then it's also like they're undetermined. So like I heard Justin Fields and Mac Jones are supposedly on their list, but at the same time, it's like, why give up when you have something? If you don't want to call him great, fine. You got something decent here. You know what I mean? Like, you have something decent in Sam Darnold. So like I said, if I'm running the Jets, I'm not trading Sam Darnold. I'm going to try to get him some help to see how he looks, because, I mean, quick, name me a legit receiver he's had ever since he came in the league. Quick. And then you're never going to answer. So I'm not even going to bother wasting my time waiting, because you're not going to be able to. Like,
I'm going to keep on one guy, though. Robbie Anderson went to Carolina and had a really good year, but that's about that.
And you're not impressed. I'm just saying. Enough said.
Robbie Anderson, Corey Anderson, Holt Anderson. I don't matter, baby, because that ain't a legit number one. Let's just call it what it is. He's glorified. But my point is, they ain't really do – I don't know, man. Me personally, I'm keeping Sam. I like him. I'm a fan. I think he definitely has a high ceiling. But if they're going to draft somebody, the only thing I ask, just do him a favor and just send him somewhere else.
Well, you make some great points, Pride. I'm going to give you that for sure. But I'm going to say they should trade Sam Darnold for sure and go with one of the quarterbacks to rebuild, you know, and get someone young in there. I know Sam Darnold is 23, but I just don't think Darnold in that Jet organization is in a place that he's going to succeed. And, you know, he's due for a contract. So I feel like they should just, you know, cut the ties now, get more draft capital for him, and, you know, build a team around one of the young quarterbacks and, you know, build a draft, get some linemen in there and, you know, just start that rebuild mode that we knew that you guys were going to go through. We saw through Adam Gase, the guy, he looked like he was on drugs in his interview. We knew nothing was going to happen with that. So it's like, what do you guys have to lose? You guys aren't going to win division anytime soon. The Bills are for sure. The Patriots, they're always stoic. They're going to be there forever. The Jets right now, best case scenario is trade away Sam Darnold if they're going to go in the draft and get a quarterback for sure. And, you know, just rebuild like that, because I don't see the Jets 2 years from now making a run, 3 years from now making a run. Just don't see it. So it's like, what, you're really competing for third place. That's just what it is. I'm sorry. Yeah. It's just what it is. It's just what it is. With Josh Allen in Buffalo and, you know, and Bill Belichick looking like he's about to make another run for like another possibly 1 or 2 years, you're going to be competing for third place, bro. So give Sam Darnold up, get more draft capital for future years. So when your time is up, when your time is, you know, ready, that's just, you're just patiently waiting, guys. With the Jets, honestly, that's what I label them as, patiently waiting. Just like the M&M, patiently waiting, guys, for real. Because I just don't see them making a run. JJ Pride, do you see the Jets beating the Patriots? Do you see the Jets beating the Bills? I don't. So just don't waste the great talent in Sam Darnold. You know that you're going to get the most for him right now at this very moment. You're going to get the very most for him. You know, just cut your ties with him. You're going to be in a lose situation. It's a lose-lose situation regardless. That's how I see it. I don't know about you, JJ, but that's just how I see it.
Yeah, and, you know, if I'm the Jets, this is kind of how I'm approaching it. I got the second pick, and like I said, let's just say rhetorically, Trevor Lawrence, as expected, lands in Jacksonville. Are any of these guys better than my present guy? To me, the answer is no. None of these rookies. I'm not saying that Sam Darnold is this elite guy, but he definitely will outperform any of these guys this upcoming year, considering that he's been a professional for the last few years now. He's been in this system. I mean, I know they're bringing in a new head coach and they're going to work things out, but, you know, there's a lot of buzz about this Justin Fields play that, oh my God, he ran with the ball the other way and threw it downfield. I've seen Sam Darnold do that a handful of times. So he's not that far away from what these other kids can offer. He's better than them. So if I'm the Jets, I'm holding on to Darnold because he just presents a better option that was going to be available for me. Now, you know, I do think between Devontae and Kyle Pitts, you know, I think whoever you take at two will be great. It's a great weapon because both those kids coming out of college, they look like sure things. You know, Devontae went out there and won the Heisman, and Kyle Pitts is potentially the best tight end that's ever come out the draft in a very long time, you know. And I love this confidence, you know, on the pro day after he was done, he came out and he said, you know, with my preparation, I think I'm going to be the best that ever did it. And you're like, well, you know, a Gronkowski has played this game. A Shannon Sharp has played this game. There's a George Kittle and a Travis Kelce that are doing it right now at a high level. So for a kid to come out of college and saying that, you know, it definitely comes with a lot of swagger. But I appreciate his game because anybody that's seen Kyle Pitts in Florida knows. He's nice, efficient. You know. So, you know, if you have a guy, if you have a chance, if I'm the Jets, to add a guy like that to his arsenal, that's a great look for New York. So, Pride, like I said, you know, their options right now aren't better than what they are. So I will stick with Sam Darnold at the moment and just build around him at least for another year or so.
I mean, that's definitely – I mean, like I said, bro, like if I'm running the Jets, I'm definitely keeping Sam Darnold. My thing is, what is their plan with that number two pick? Now, if it's me, who knows? Maybe you start poking around. Yo, who wants his number two? What are you willing to give me? Because for all you know, what if you get a receiver? Maybe you can get somebody for help. And on top of that, let's say you don't get none. Maybe, like you said, Devontae or Pitt. If you get one of those dudes, and that automatically, like you said, regardless which one they get, they're going to be the number one option on that team, regardless. And they're ballers. There's just no ands or buts about it. These two dudes are ballers. Now, if they can do it on the NFL level, we don't know, because we've seen a lot of dudes ball out in college, and then when they get to the NFL level, it looks iffy. If I'm going to take my pick, I'm going to say Pitts is more likely to basically be better in terms of the NFL, only because, I mean, look, man, well, a dude that size with wiggle. Let me say this one more time, bro. This dude, his muscles got muscles, and he got wiggle. Like, that's going to help you in the league, bro. So, yeah. I mean, they definitely do need to get him a solid number one, either tight end or receiver, doesn't matter. Let's see what they do with the pick. I don't know. If the only thing I can think of, if they legitimately are going to trade Sam Darnold, is if they look in the mirror and they say, there's no point. There's nowhere we can. We're going to go nowhere. We're not even going to be, regardless, the best roster we compile, it's not even going to fill seats. Like, you know, I'm talking about in terms of the future, because like his homeboys, Sam Darnold's contract's coming up. So when it comes up, now he's not going to want, I doubt he's going to want killer money, but he is going to want his fair share. Because if you think about it,
you don't want market value.
Because if you take Sam Darnold away from the Jets, who do they have? Like, let's be honest. For as much as people want to, you know, put down the kid, he single-handedly is the reason, especially after Jamal left, especially after they traded Jamal Adams, he's single-handedly been like, if you're talking about the Jets, it's solely because of Sam Darnold.
He's their best player.
Yeah, so it's the only thing I could think of is if they sit down and they have a long-term plan, let's say like 5 years from now, and if they genuinely cannot see Sam Darnold in their future for like 5 years, that's the only way I would actually trade him. That's it. If you're willing to give the kid a contract, I'm not trading him. I'm not, unless you're going to be, and I wouldn't put this past the Jets, unless they're going to do him filthy, sign him to a deal, and then trade him immediately. Now, if that's the way they on, a la Clippers 2.0, what they did to Blake, if that's the energy they on,
hey, we saw that with Odell Beckham not too long ago.
Yeah, bro, they signed him, and they were like, oh, yeah, love is in the air. They straight up told, yo, Odell, you're never leaving New York. Hey, yo, Cleveland. Effective immediately, bro.
You would have thought it was Amazon Prime.
I'm saying, bro, like, same day shipping delivery, bro. Same day, everything. Like, so, it's, again, the only way I'm getting rid of Darnold is if in 5 years, you can't see him on your roster. So if you're thinking about giving him that contract, I wouldn't get rid of him. But again, you can't really ask me about this because I'm biased. I feel like Sam Darnold is only getting put down because he's on the Jets. I feel like if he was anywhere else, I'm putting it right now. You put him on the 49ers and replace him with Jimmy G. I've gotten flack for this. You put him there, they win that Super Bowl that they went to. I'll say it. I'm that's just me. If you swap them, I feel like they win that. So I just feel like a lot of the flack that he's getting is just because he's with the Jets. But if I'm Sam Darnold, and I see this, the first thing I'm doing, going up to the head office, right, sitting down with the owner. And I'm like, yo, if I don't see the owner, I don't want to talk to nobody. I'm sitting down with the owner and be like, what is our plan? And the reason I say our, because if I'm Sam, I want to see how, when I say our, I want to see how that owner reacts. I want to see, okay, is he capping or is he being legit? And I'm going to test him. I'm going to have a 45-minute conversation with him. If I'm not pleased, I'm going to go, okay, you got the number two pick? Pick a quarterback. And I'm demanding a trade straight up. Because right now, bro, like I said, bro, it's time to put some respect on Sam Darnold's name. And if you could put him anywhere else, bro, you know, again, don't ask me, bro. I'm biased.
I hear you, probably, but I don't see.
Before I let you go, Sander, I love the Sammy Sosa thing.
Yes, sir.
I just don't see Sam Darnold with Devontae Smith or Kyle Pitts being able to still compete against the New England Patriots and the Buffalo Bills. I just don't see that. That's enough, and that's just going to be wasting another years of talent. You know, I think they should just trade Sam Darnold, get a haul, because they can definitely sure get a haul and build that franchise for the next few years. Because I'm going to say this right now, the Jets are in no time soon going to be competing against the New England Patriots still, the Buffalo Bills. Not right now.
Yeah, let's not act like Miami's not on the come up too. Out of the three teams,
look at Miami, they went 10-6. Miami
has the best defense. You know what I mean? I know that
10-6.
Bill Belichick's defense last year, they were missing some key pieces with Patrick Chung and Dante Hightower. You know, those guys are essentially one of the best guys that they had. They're coming back, so I think that they'll rival Miami for best defense in the division. But last year, Miami defense was legit, and I don't expect them to fall out the top 10 this upcoming year with another year with Brian Flores under the belt. So you know, it's very interesting how this AFC East is going to play out. If I'm the Jets, you know, you really do got to take your future into consideration, because you guys nailed it. You know, the third place is their best bet at the moment, Sam Darnold or not. But I do think personally that if you do get him a Kyle Pitts or Devontae Smith, you're at least making the young man's life easier. You know what I mean? He at least has a puncher's chance. You're giving the guy an arm when he doesn't have one, so he can actually go out there and at least go down swinging. Because at the moment, we all know that Jets football is miserable to watch. And a lot of Jet fans that I know, they hate life. They can't stand life. They're walking around wearing this ugly-ass green on their sweaters, and they can't stand that. Not only is it ugly, but it's also not good. So – to my fellow Jet fans, I hope that your management does her thing, because we're rooting for you. But I do want to transition to the NBA, because, you know, there's been a lot of good games, and the Nets have been the hottest team recently. They're now currently number one in the East, which, whatever. But, you know, there was a big beef between one of their stars and a comedian. You know, Michael Rapaport has been around the game for a long time, and KD and Michael Rapaport went at it, Sander, you know. A lot of messages were being sent through to the point that it made Michael Rapaport uncomfortable enough to release those said DMs. You know, we know what was said, but give me your reactions to what you saw.
Honestly, for a lack of a better term, I think this was all stupid. This was all dumb. And I look at KD and I look at him like, what the hell is wrong with you? Like, you have to be the most frail-skinned, most soft-skinned guy on the planet, dude. You are a champion. You are an MVP. You are a multi-$100 million man. You know what I mean? Dude, you're living the life. You're playing in the NBA, and you stoop down to the level of a guy like Michael Rapaport, who, by the way, his Instagram is hilarious. Michael Rapaport is funny as hell. But he's a clown. And this is the type of stuff that he's known to do. He likes to cling on, likes to use other people's names when they're hot. Like, we know this. He's a clout chaser. But nonetheless, KD, dude, you really are, like, dumb to me in a sense where it's like you have these – you go on Twitter with these fake accounts. You like to engage with fans in a sense, like, you like to go back and forth with them. One, use accounts. It's like, dude – what are you doing, man? Like, I'm saying, it's like you have nothing better to do. Like, well, this is what is making headlines with you and stuff. Damn, KD is actually hitting the gym, progressing. He's making the steps, proper steps into getting right. No, we're hearing you're getting into a IG DM beef with Michael Rapaport, mentioning his wife, saying homosexual slurs. Like, bro, like. All right, dude. Like, as you're putting, you're a tall athlete. You're trying to fight with a pasty old white guy. Like, dude, you getting no cookies for that, bro. You getting no credibility for that. And it's like, you know, I just don't see why KD would shoot onto this level. It's like, dude. You really make yourself look even weaker than a lot of people already perceive you to be. And I'm not saying that you have to even care about it, but it's like, dude, we really look at you as one of the weakest players in the NBA, probably in history, dude, for real. And you can have all the championships, you can have all the scoring titles, you could lead the league in this, that, and guess what? We still gonna look at you as one of the softest players of all time, because when you did one of the snakiest moves of all time, and then you do things like hide behind Twitter fake accounts, and then you go into Twitter beefs with comedians, dude. Come on, bro. Instead of wasting your time with this, I want to see KD making the headlines about him getting better, man. Because this right here is just pure nonsense, stupidity, and. It's honestly the NBA suspend dude, do something, because yes, what he said was offensive, and it's, I understand what he says. Also, you know, I'm I'm sorry that you guys saw this. This isn't how I talk in public. I understand that because we are, you know what I mean? We're a certain way in the public and we a certain way private. But it's like, dude, this is look at your surroundings. Look at who you are getting into this beef with. Look at the type of person engaging with. Like with the Swatson. If he would have went to a goddamn professional therapist, right, to his team, we wouldn't be having these damn issues. You know what I mean? He went to IG, correct? KD, look at who you're engaging with, bro. And you're expecting less? It's like when they thought 6ix9ine was not going to snitch. You expected a dude with colorful hair not to snitch? Dude, he was going to snitch, bro. I just don't get KD in this. I just don't. He looks weaker to me than he already does. I don't know about you, Pride, but for real, he looks weak as hell.
Yeah, before I let you go, Pride, I just want to touch up on what you said, Sander. Earlier, before the show started, the NBA actually fined Kevin Durant $50,000 for said comments. So
should have been more. Should have been more. But yeah.
Arguably, should have been more. Go ahead,
Pride. I was like 50 cents.
So, for a show, touched on it. I'm going to try not to curse. I'm going to try my best.
Just don't drop bombs, man.
No, I'm going to try to keep it contained. Kevin Durant on this day is the biggest joke in the history of not only the NBA but sports. And it's crazy because this shouldn't surprise us. This is the same dude who, when he went to Golden State, said he didn't care, then literally cried when someone said he didn't earn the ring. That's all he said. Complained about it. Okay? This is the same dude that whenever he's not playing, right? Because he can't get on the court for nothing now. God knows why, right? He can't get healthy. He can't get on the court, right? But he can message every Tom, Dick, and Harry in the village, right? Talking about, oh, this or the third. And it's kind of funny to me because he goes, oh, this is not me. Why should we believe you? Why? Yeah. If we look at your track history, like, think about it. If you have a burner account, what does that mean? That means you're going to say stuff that you don't want posted, like you don't want to put your name to it, right? So you're sitting there and telling me with your burner account, you didn't talk like this? You didn't go out of hand? That to me, that's just not true. Because, and I'm gonna tell you why. Because if it wasn't that bad, you wouldn't have made a burner in the first place. And then here's my favorite part, right? My favorite part, right? He tries to be a victim in the end. Yeah. That makes you lose respect. When you start something, right? You start something. Then when the man is checking you, you literally go like, look, bro, this is what this man said, right? Because Michael Rapport, he put out all the DMs. He didn't care. He was like, this is what it was, right? He said, straight up, this is what happened. This is what KD tweeted, right? Like not even 30 minutes after. Quote, me and Mike talk crazier than this on the regular. And today he's pissed? My bad, Mike. Damn. So if I don't know better, he's trying to paint it like they're friends. That, I don't know. Maybe I'm misinterpreting it, right? He's trying to paint it that they're at least friends, right? So you're telling me, these are some of the quotes that this dude said, right? And then these are the same things he's saying in the same breath that supposedly they quote, right? Tell your baby daddy Chuck to be better at his job and frame his questions better. He gave me two options for that bleep question, yes or no. Okay? So, you know what? Maybe sometimes we get upset and we say stuff, and, you know, we imply stuff. That's okay. I kind of get it. You know what I mean? So it's a possibility, right? Then he goes on to say this. I heard it all before, you bleep. Chuck doesn't need you as security, you pale, pasty bleep, bleep, bleep. Now, I'm not going to say it because I don't want to get in trouble, okay? But if you read the messages, those three bleeps I said, you do not say that to a dude you consider an acquaintance at the bare minimum. At the bare minimum. You don't say it to the dude you consider an acquaintance at the very least. You don't say something like that. Period, right? But again, let's continue. Let's delve down so that way we can see how much of a victim KD really is. Meet me tomorrow on West 17th tomorrow at 10. Or better yet, what's your address? 10 a.m. at Catch State on the corner. Meet me there. This dude really thought he was going to do that. And I will say this to my dying breath. If Michael Rapport says, bet KD don't show up. I'll put that out. KD not showing up. I was saying this earlier, and JJ, that face you made, I loved it, because that's the face he would have made, bro. He would have made the straight up. He'd have been looking at, yes, straight up. That's what he would have done. This dude, like, and then the coup de grace, right? The best part, right? Good for you, buddy. No one gives a bleep about you. Suck a bleep. Can't wait for you to tell you all this in person. He then goes on to say how he'll spit on him and then says, quote, your wife mad as bleep because you wasting that little bit of money on lawyers because you can't take a joke. How bleep are you? Your wife doesn't even respect your bleep bleep. I'm going to tell you this right now.
They boys.
If Michael Rapaport straight up flapped him, right? And then KD would try to complain. Because it's funny because all these fanboys are like, yeah, KD definitely slammed him. No, he didn't. Because KD was trying to apologize. And he was like, oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean it. First and foremost, I'm going to say this. When you start something, okay, and then you punk out of it, you are, the best way I can describe it, you're just a piece of low-life trash. Period. That's just me. According to KD, they're boys. According to KD, because KD supposedly they were boys and supposedly they talk crazy like that. If that's the type of way you speak to your boy, I can see why Russ didn't want nothing to do with you. I can see why Draymond called you the B word in the huddle. Now all this is starting to make sense to me, because for the longest time, because remember when LeBron James went to Miami, right? He went to Miami and the dead of night, Kevin Durant signed the extension in OKC, and everyone was hailing him as a hero, right? He leaves to go to Golden State. The picture was being painted. Russ was a bad guy. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Russ is hogging the ball. How could you? And then he goes to Golden State. Then all of a sudden, Draymond called him the B word. Oh, how can they coexist? Then he leaves. It's kind of funny to me because now the more you – and that's to the point, you don't even have to ask KD nothing. Just go on Twitter, say KD not top 10. You'll get a response.
You will.
Right now, I'll make a fake Twitter, zero followers, and a matter of fact, I lied. I have zero followers, and I'm following one person, that's Kevin Durant. I will tweet KD trash, and he'll pay attention to me. Yeah. A dude who still got the normal egg default Twitter page, the Twitter picture.
That was fun.
And like, it's a joke. It really is. And then the apology you try to say afterwards. First and foremost, the apology wasn't even real. I'm sorry that it came to light. So you're not sorry for what you said. You're not sorry you flew off the handle. You're not sorry that you were upset. You were basically saying, I'm sorry I got caught.
Yeah.
Let that sink in. Then, when people don't take him serious, he cries about it. It says, I'm the most disrespected superstar in the league. No, dummy. You disrespect yourself. You put yourself in a position to get disrespected, and then you literally cry about it.
Yeah.
All I know, JJ, maybe it's me. Hey, listen, bro, I'm a weirdo. You feel me? I'm a weirdo, okay? I mean, I try to drink crack. I snort alcohol. That's just me. I'm out there. I try different things, man. But I'm going to tell you this right now. If you're supposedly boys and you cross the line like that and then you expect the respect afterwards, Google the word goofy. Oh, wait. Better yet, go look in the mirror, KD, because that's exactly what you are. Go ahead, JJ.
Nah, you're absolutely right. You know, you definitely, I think, show your true colors whenever you're in your comfort zone. And if they're boys and he feels comfortable talking like that to him, then that just shows you all that you need to know about KD's personality, you know. And I think you made a great point. I get why Draymond will call him the B word now, because just the way that he probably carries himself. But, you know, I do want to give Michael Rapaport some heat, because I feel like he's not getting enough of it. I feel like I'm this kind of person. If I'm DMing a person, that's a personal thing to me. No matter how heated that might get, I'll try to resolve it. And if there's no resolving it, then I'll leave it as what it is. So I do think that it was a bad look from Michael Rapaport to put out these private DM messages for, like you said, Sandra, just for the sake of clout, just to be trending, just to be the hot thing, because I'm sure he's loving all the
attention. Michael Rapaport, he got him fined.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, that's just the Michael Rapaport. That's what he does. He likes getting reactions. He's not relevant without the guy he's insulting. Essentially, you know, so I definitely want to give him that heat, because I think that he fully deserves it. Now, when it comes to KD, you're thin-skinned, bro. Like, if to this point, it's so ridiculous, and you made a great point. We shouldn't even be surprised about this, because this is just another classic KD moment where he can't handle social media. He can't handle the 13-year-old kid telling you you're stink, that you got nappy freaking hair and your whatever, whatever. He's just so easily shaken that it's just embarrassing at this point, considering you're a top five player in this league when you're healthy. You know, arguably top three. Some people like him more than LeBron. You're foolish. He's not better than LeBron. 17-5 before he went to Golden State. He was getting his ass whooped. He'll never be better than LeBron. Anyways, this guy, it's just, I don't understand how you're on that pedestal of greatness, you know, and act this way. It just doesn't fit the mold of what a superstar is to me. And to see a guy like him who's so good, I think we'll all acknowledge, we love watching him play. He's an amazing talent. But to act like this, like, I would not want to own a KD jersey knowing that that's the guy that I'd be representing on myself. You know what I'm saying, Sander?
Yeah, but you still use his shot in 2K.
That's different. I'm not criticizing his talent. I'm criticizing the person.
I know.
I mean, I get your point on Michael Rapaport, right? I sort of, okay? But you're trying to paint him like he's a nobody who lives under a rock and that no one heard of. Like, no, like, this is a dude who, well, yes, he was an actor. I'm not even going to mention the acting. In terms of sports, dude is he's there. He knows his stuff. He literally, that's what I'm saying. So
he's a troll king. That's what he does. I'm not saying he's a nobody, but
you're trying to make it seem like he's trying to ride on KD's clout. But you're trying to make it seem like he's riding KD's clout. When if you look at the messages, there are times he didn't respond, and KD's still going at him. Look, man, I have no problem with what Michael did. None whatsoever. If I'm in this position, I don't do it once. I don't do it twice. I do it three times to make sure the world saw it. And I'm pinning it, too. I'm pinning it on my So anybody comes to my page, the first thing you see is my pinned tweet. Oh, look at what KD said. Rent free. And if I'm rent free in someone's head, guess what? I'm gonna brag about it till the day I die. You want to stop me? Guess what? Evict me. And that's, I have no problem with Michael Rapaport. Matter of fact, I hope and pray he catches Steph slipping. Go ahead, Troll King, do your thing. Russ is in Washington, right? Let's go bother Russ. Call him trash. Say Bradley Beal's better than him. Let's get somebody else up. But in all seriousness, I'm not gonna knock Michael Rapaport. And the reason I'm not gonna knock him is just because of the guy who's doing it. Let me explain. If he had done this to a Jaylen Brown, a Steph Curry, or even to a lesser degree, a JaVale McGee. A dude, well, I can't really say JaVale because he had that whole Shaq beef, but a Jared Allen, right? If he had done that to a dude, they wouldn't have responded that way. So I'm not, like, if you don't respond to him in that way, there's nothing for him to put out. And on top of that, what really started this was when Chuck asked him a question, KD was being all pruny, like, oh, it's a privilege to talk to him. No, it's not. Because remember, you're the same dude who cries you don't get respect, and then the people, the avenue for which you get respect, you don't want to take advantage of it, and then you want to be all snooty and stuff. So listen, man, this is probably the only, like, one of, like, the ninth, like, the 10% of my life where I'm gonna look at a dude, and I am not, Michael Rapaport innocent to me. Free rap. That's why I'm making a new Twitter. That's going to be the handle. And I'm following him, Free Rap, because it's ridiculous. Like, people are trying to shift them. And you're not the only person who's done this. I've seen this a lot where people try to be like, shift the blame on him. And it's like, no. If KD ignores it, or if KD goes, look, I just didn't think it was a good question. If you really want to say something, be like, I personally don't think it was a good question. That's all. If you say something like that, that's one thing. But when you start saying how homeboy wife don't respect you, and how you're saying you're doing sexual things to Chuck, and you're saying, oh yeah, me, knowing damn well you're gonna be like, my car broke down. I can't defend a dude who did that, who's like that. I can't. And like you said, talking about buying a jersey, bro, I don't even have a KD jersey, but I low-key feel like buying one just to burn it, JJ.
Now I get it. You know, and it reminds me of the commercials years ago where KD had the good guy, bad guy thing going on. He's definitely a bad guy if you ask me. You know, and my advice to KD, listen, here at Stir the Pot, you know, we're interact with our fans when they comment this and that. And we usually get good comments that make us laugh, and we like to follow along. Sometimes we answer questions. But if a guy were to write a comment, hey, JJ, you got the hair of a Chia Pet, I could easily just not respond. It's what? That easy, Kevin Durant. Take the hint. But we'll move forward. It's Friday, and I'm excited, guys, because it's another edition of Stir the Pot Sports Blazing Weekend Predictions. Anybody that's watching for the first time, on Fridays, we try to make a prediction over something that will happen over the weekend. And we'll touch back up in on Monday. And sometimes we got our meals cooked well. Sometimes we sizzle that bad boy till it's black. So I'll start it off with you, Pride. What's your weekend prediction for the weekend?
So tomorrow there's gonna be a boxing match between Carl Frampton and Jamel Herring for the WBO Junior Lightweight Champion. I got Carl Frampton winning and being the first Irishman to win three different titles in three different weight classes. Right now, Herring, his last few fights, homeboy hasn't been looking right. It literally looks like if you just watch him, he's deteriorating. And you can say it's age, maybe it's attrition, maybe he just doesn't want to fight. I don't know what the reason is. I'm not trying to say the dude don't want to fight no more, but he has definitely not looked the same. Frampton right now, he's got the speed advantage. He's good. If he wants to win, he's got to come out sharp. He's got to tag him, move, establish the jab, rotate. Make sure you do not give this dude any opportunity to set himself, because what Herring is probably going to want to do, he's going to want to set himself, do three hit shots, and then fall back to the ropes. And then he's going to want you to come so he can try to work some of the counter game. I'm not with that at all if I'm Frampton. I'm going to be like, hey, yo, bro. You gotta come see me in the middle of this ring. My foot's gonna be in a tire. Your foot gonna be in there. We're gonna slug it out. If I gotta take a guess, I'm gonna say Frampton's gonna win it unanimous decision. Hopefully I'm right, because you know what I mean? I feel like the only reason I said that is because he's Irish and that boy Conor McGregor's gonna give Dustin the work, bro. But again, that's not the here nor there. I'm gonna go out on a limb. I'm gonna say Carl Frampton, he's gonna beat Jamel Herring, and he's gonna be the new WBO junior lightweight champion.
Good one. I like that one. That was a good one.
I like it. What you got, Sander?
Well, for my blazing prediction, we got some basketball this weekend. And there's a game in New York, all right, in Madison Square Garden. And the Mavs are playing the New York Knicks. And they're favored by 6 in New York. And the New York Knicks got the number one defense in the league. So I just don't understand why they have some respect on them. So I got the Knicks beating the Mavs. I got the Knicks beating the Mavs by 5. You know, I got the Knicks, you know, getting some respect on their name, man. They've been playing well. Every time we see the Knicks for the past few years, you know, they've been the laughing. But with Tom Thibodeau, you know, he's put some respect on the Knicks. They've been competitive. They've been playing well against the top teams, you know, and they're definitely, I think they're hungry. They see Luka coming over to New York. I think he's going to get some of that work. The New York Knicks are going to hold him to under 100 points. Book it.
Just real quick. So the Houston Police Department, they announced that a formal complaint has been filed against Deshaun. I guess supposedly now they're actually looking to – I'm not sure if this is related to the 19 allegations against him or if this is something completely different. I'm not 100% sure. All I know is they're basically the authorities are now officially involved with Deshaun in some way, shape, or form. So hopefully within the next week or so, they'll start saying why. But it's definitely going to look weird now, because we spoke early in the week about how should we draft him or not draft him, like trade for him. Now that the police are involved, I get it, JJ, corporate America. I get it, suit and tie. But look, man, I'm trying to. I'm gonna tell you this right now. I'm not switching. Yeah, I'm not. If I'm getting Deshaun in suit and tie, cool. If he wearing handcuffs, I'm off it, bro. I'm sorry, but I'm off it.
As long as he's out in the next 5 years, and he could be my quarterback after he get out, I want the man.
You ain't right.
But Sanders, I like your pick. You know, I might double down, and I think that the Mavericks are going to beat those Knicks, and I think Luka going to drop 30 on them. But We'll find out. We'll see though. My prediction. You know, I love NCAA girls basketball. I'm from Connecticut. I love my UConn girls. They got a big game tonight. You know, they're playing Arizona. I think they're going to win. I think they're going to beat Arizona. I think they're going to beat them convincingly. But not only do I think that, but I think they're going to beat Arizona. They're going to go to the championship. And when we're here on Monday, they're going to be the freaking champs, guys. That's what I see. I see them UConn girls doing the damn thing. They're going to go out there. Listen, they got this girl, Paige Buchers. I call her Stephanie Curry because she be shooting the ball like Steph Curry. So to me, when you ask me who's that number five out there, oh, no. Nah. That's Stephanie Curry. She about to go to the WNBA. She about to be the next big thing. Brianna, another UConn girl is coming to the league, so be careful for her.
You a whole clown in three quarters. I just want you to know that.
Yeah, I call Paige Curry Buker.
Of course, Stephanie, man. She got that jump shot, man. I'm so proud of that girl. You know, she's been so good for so long, and I know she wants to win an NCAA tournament so bad, and that team is right there in the cusp of getting it. I'm not going to act like they didn't follow that girl from Baylor, but it happened. So
just real quick, I just want to read out a statement that Deshaun Watson's lawyer just put out. He said, quote, "We welcome this long overdue development. Now we will learn the identity of at least one accuser. We will fully cooperate with the Houston Police Department." So it appears that there's another allegation, but instead of going to the lawyer, they went to the police department. So it's going to seem like whatever the police say is kind of going to be like the final ruling in terms of like all the other cases. So hopefully this all gets solved. So that way we at least know somewhat of the truth, you know?
Hey, you know, earlier in the show, you were talking about get a t-shirt says free rap. Remind you some free Deshaun Watson shirts pretty soon, Pride.
We got to get on that.
We're Stir the Pot, guys. Make sure you follow us on Facebook and our Instagram pages at Stir the Pot Sports. You can always check out our website at clovercrestmedia.com/the Stir the Pot Sports. Sorry about that. I'm your host, JJ Vargas, alongside my brothers, Riley Barrett and Sandra Sanchez. We'll see you on Monday. Damn.